For all the noise and all the fury, we are one family. These were our brothers and sisters in the line of fire. These were our brothers and sisters who ran into danger and saved countless lives. So before this house returns to its business, let's just slow down and reflect. To think about how we're all being tested right now. Because we are being tested right now. I ask each of you to join me to resolve to come together, to lift each other up, and to show the country, to show the world that we are one house, the people's house, united in our humanity. It is that humanity which will win the day, and it always will. God bless. I yield.
That's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan. That follows an incident on Wednesday morning in a Washington suburb where a lone gunman opened fire on Republican members of the congressional baseball team at a practice field, injuring five people, including Steve Scalise, the majority whip of the House of Representatives.
Well, this was the first public hearing we've had with the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dunford.
Representative Mac Thornberry, chairman of the House Committee on Armed Services, talking about a hearing that was held earlier in the week, well before the incident on Wednesday.
And we were talking about the president's budget request for defense, but also the threats in the world and how they are growing and our capability to defend this country. And that includes everything from terrorism that we're seeing around the world to fairly serious military capabilities by the Russians and the Chinese that are challenging us.
And while it may not seem so at first glance, there's more to tie defense and agriculture together.
And the other thing is, since the end of World War II, it's been the United States that has kept the global sea lanes open and facilitated trade around the world. Nobody benefits from that open trade more than United States agriculture, because when we can compete, we can do very well. But there's a relationship there between agriculture and our economy and the military. They are mutually beneficial, and we got to be careful about undermining that relationship that has worked pretty well for 70 years.
And he also says China opening their doors to U.S. beef is positive.
It is a proven fact. As incomes rise, people eat more meat. They want it. And China has had more growth of incomes than in a shorter amount of time than any country in the history of the world. So they want U.S. beef. Now, we still have to work it step by step, because they'll say we're going to let it, and then they'll put some obstacles in place and so forth. But it is incredibly hopeful. We need to push them to have those doors open, and it'll be a good thing for the U.S. beef industry.
Chairman of the House Committee on Armed Services from Texas, Mac Thornberry. And from the Capitol in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.